everything you do for us lost folks down here in Florida.
We took you from a boy to a man. I love it.
Exactly, man. I went to college at Pellissippi, and I moved to Florida, and I still listen to you. Anyway, listen, the 10-2 thing, I love it. I think we're going to run the table. We're going to end up 10-2. We'll probably end up in Atlanta. All the Gator fans down here, they're not looking forward to their upcoming games. I mean, I got Gator friends all over the place. They're not happy about anything they see. However, the thing that puzzles me, and I don't want to sit here and rip players or nothing or any coaches or anything like this, but some of the things I've seen in the first half was kind of confusing. There was one series we ran Hurd right side, we ran him left side, and then we threw the over Dobbs threw the ball over Jennings' head. About 20 feet over his head, and he almost caught it. I'm not understanding what we're doing on offense. And I don't know, maybe it's just me. But, you know, we got two other backs there, Kamara and the other guy. We're just not using it.
Tonight, yeah. Is that a fair statement? Beano than Russell. Go.
I've said all along that I think that this football team is much better in scramble mode offensively rather than in script mode. And we stayed in script mode too long in a game that we were getting in trouble in.
Yep, I agree with that. You cannot keep that quarterback under center. And I'm almost looking at the game as a postscript now to our caller in Florida. As if we just said, this is our Arkansas game from last year. We're going to take our beating today. And we're going to take it like men. We're not going to let that quarterback run around.
I mean, are we in agreement, though, that Hurd is the guy's a trooper? You know,
we're not in agreement because our fans don't like him. I've got people blowing me up on Twitter.
No. I'm not saying that I don't like him. What I'm saying is he was...
No, you do like him, right.
The last, our rebuilding years.
Yes.
We didn't have anyone else.
No.
I mean, who the hell did we have that was going to run through that line, pick up yards? He was our only guy. But we've got two other backs now, and it showed it. I mean, I know it showed it against A&M last weekend, but I mean, I saw a lot of things that I liked. And we seemed to have started out, we were using those guys.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the game, and someone flipped a switch, and it was, you know, Hurd to the left, Hurd to the right, and a pass, incomplete pass, and a punt.
I like the new narrative is that he doesn't care, doesn't have any heart, has a bad attitude, got suspended by the coach. All these rumors, and his poor family and his poor mother's like, where did that stuff come from? Meanwhile, her kid's in a dark room because he got lit up.
He got
hammered.
Yeah, he got tagged.
Yeah.
But he's the type of back, if second down, third down, you need three or four yards for the first down, he's going to get it. And he's going to get it probably more times than he doesn't.
Russell, are we going to figure out a way to marry Kelly Hurd and Kamara? Are you convinced that Mike DeBoard and Butch Jones can do this?
Well, not all three of them. I mean, John Kelly's going to be the odd guy out this year. But, yeah, I think they're going to – I think they've been pretty good. Everybody is pushing the panic button tonight. And you're going – you have two losses to top 10 football teams. This is insane.
At Super 100 on Periscope, Beano just said, Hurd's a fine player, but Kamara's the best running back in the conference. I mean, are you guys kidding? The best running back in the conference? First of all, he's not the best running back in the conference. Beano, are you willing to say he's a better running back than Jalen Hurd?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that he isn't a better style running back for what Butch Jones likes to do. But no, I think that Hurd's an excellent running back.
I think yeah,
he is a great runner, but. To make plays happen and to, you know, get out there, make a first down, pick up some yards, you know, after that, You know, he's a workhorse.
In but, this
you know, we got so many, we got so many other weapons, and it's like I'm not sure. I'm really confused. I'm really, you know, baffled by the whole deal. I mean, I really.
In this style offense, with our offensive line banged up the way that they are, I would prefer the ball be in Kamara's hands as opposed to Hurd, because Hurd's just, like I said, he's been running into the team picture all year.
All right. Well, you know,
it's a great line. Team photograph. Thank you, brother. Great. Hey, great talking to you down in Florida, man. Spread the word for us, okay?
Tony B, you have a nice night.
All right, man.
Thanks, Pino.
You know the guy we really missed today who hadn't been mentioned is Preston Williams. you lose that winning ingredient from your football team, man, and it's people are asking, Bino, where were the weapons today? It's kind of like this. When they made the decision they weren't going to go with Havoc in their offense and run him around, how about my theory, Bino, that they protected him today? Am I wrong?
Tony, I don't think you're wrong at all. As a matter of fact, walking out of the stadium, talking with my buddies,
yep,
I told them I thought at some point in that game, mm-hmm, that our coaching staff decided, you know what, we need to survive this and move on to what's next. If they did that, I don't blame them.
I don't either. People are telling me Kamara is a better running back than Hurd. People on Twitter are blowing me up on the Periscope. I got emails. I got texts from people. I got drunk texts from people. I got drunk emails, and I got drunk people on Twitter right now, and it's 11 past 9 on a Saturday night in the Eastern time zone. Several people are in the Central time zone. So Fred X said, when you watch LSU games and they interview Coach O, you need closed captioning at halftime. That was an absolute physical beating, the likes of which we haven't seen Tennessee take, Russell, since.
Well, Derek Dooley would be on the sideline, so I'd say Dooley's last Alabama game.
Bino?
Give me the question again, Tony. I apologize.
That's just the worst physical beating, just a physical mismatch, throwaway game we've taken, I think, since early in the Jones tenure when we went to Oregon and just were totally outmatched. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
And I thought that was over.
Obama thrashed us down there, Jones's first year, too. That got out of hand quickly,
yes.
35-7, something like that at the half.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm surprised that we took a beating like that, too, Tony. But this is not – I mean, the team that we – I think Russell said it the best. The team that we put on the field tonight was more like a Dooley roster than a Jones roster.
865-200-5402. Chad says, Tony, I said it for 2 years, Kamara is the best back on the Vols. Danielson is the one who said Kamara is the best back in the SEC. Josh Siebert said, y'all are crazy. Alvin's way better than Jalen. Telling you, man, people have turned the page on Jalen Hurd for whatever reason. Let's go back to the phones, get our next call in.
How about the cheap shot that Bammer took on Alvin Kamara about
that
5 yards out of bounds?
Was awful.
He should have been thrown out of the game.
Damn straight. I mean, it was way late, and it was a total cheap shot. And if that would have been Nicky Boy Satan and one of his players, there's no telling what he would have done.
If that had happened on Tennessee's sideline, that guy might have got his ass beat.
That was an absolute cheap shot of all cheap shots. Cheap shot of all cheap shots.
Hey, guys, I should know this because I'm supposed to be a professional. Is Alvin's name pronounced Kamara or Kamara?
Both.
You say Kamara, I say Kamara.
Both.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you. Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. And that is you. Hello and welcome in.
Hey,
everybody. Hey, Raji, what's up, man?
Hey,
Raji.
Not much to y'all a little bit tonight. How's it going?
Great to hear you, buddy. And have you gotten your birthday cake eaten yet, Roger?
Not yet. About gone, though.
Believe that, Raji. You had like 3 pieces left. There's no way that survived
from
Thursday till now.
How are they doing? How have I done tonight?
Ah,
right. I've been lost. But,
not doing too well. Clemson keeps getting lucky.
Yeah.
The Vols get totally unlucky, and Holcomb.
I know it.
Holcomb took a total cheap shot today on Kamara over on the sidelines, and Raj, it made me extremely angry. Raj.
Do you
like the Bammers? Raj, Shane Reed says Sushi Spot loves you, and you love their fried rice. Raj Leach.
Yeah.
Hey, Dobbsy, Raj will eat you four plates of fried rice.
Love me some fried rice.
Which I'm not sure what the carb content.
You get the carrots and the peas
in
it.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe some scallions.
Mang.
Love a good scallion.
Raj, are you hurting Raj right now? How do you feel?
No, not really hurting. I'm just torn and lost, but I tell my friend Dave and I that I'm saying with our injuries we had before the game started and then the game too, that I'm saying in a way, you know, we couldn't stop Tennessee, their defense, their offense couldn't stop them. We tried times, but we couldn't do it. I was kind of disappointed about it, but Tony, I agree with you, Tony. I was telling my friend Dave in the game, that, well, why does the Bajon DeGord try to change that and do something? Not, the offense try to do something.
Yes.
You know, like you were saying, I agree with you. I'll tell my friend Dave in the game, that why? Why could you get 14 points and you need to try to do something different to keep on doing the same thing? Why they didn't try to do something, you know, try to do something to create something to try to avert something, you know, and I'm saying you got injuries, but they try, but I don't know why they didn't try to.
Why didn't they, Russell? Russell's just for giving it away. Russell's mad at me for even suggesting that. Russell's mad at me. God,
for
Russell.
For suggesting what?
Why did they try something different? Raj is right. Why didn't you try something different?
Yeah.
Why are you going to walk off the cliff?
Try something else, but it's not going to work, man. You got beat by 49-10, and they called off the dogs. What do you want to do?
Bino, do you agree with Roger that they didn't try something, that they didn't?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I said, Tony, that they stayed in script mode too long, and I believe that. The truth is, there is no play in the playbook that doesn't require you to block someone. And if you can't block anyone, there's nothing in there you can go to.
You guys can't convince me, and here's a thing nobody can convince me of, Raj. If that game right there is played in Atlanta for the SEC championship, Tennessee, even with the injuries, does not approach that game the same way. Nobody tonight is going to convince me otherwise, Raj. They did the exact same thing they did from start to finish in that game, and I know our offensive line's beat up, but they didn't try one time to create any havoc with the quarterback. Bino calls it like chaos or whatever. That's when Josh Dobbs is at his best. Josh Dobbs is not going to sit back there at a three-step drop and hit receivers. It's not his game. It's not who he is.
And I can stand it. Like I said, I'm standing in an injury and stuff like that. And I'll ask y'all if you know or not. Like our injuries, y'all injury. How many people? How many people are together?
Dobbsy right now?
Yeah,
I'd say all, including like Sutton and those guys, probably about 20.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot. That hurts a little bit.
You know what that reminds me of? You can't afford one more. You know what it reminds me of, Raj?
Yeah.
The other day when that cute little girl from Party City came up, and we were at Smoothie King down there in Walker Springs, and we had your birthday cake. And the people in that parking lot, thanks to Bino, had basically devoured your birthday cake except for what little was left.
Yeah.
And when that woman walked up, Raj, and she wanted a piece of your cake.
Yeah.
I saw in your eyes that you're wanting to bring some home with you. And she tried to cut herself too big a piece of that cake, Raj, and that wasn't good. That's where we are with these injuries right now. You can't afford another one.
That's true. That's
I mean,
true.
You wanted to, you wanted to take that cake and go put it in the trunk.
No, I didn't. No, I ain't my her having some cake and cake tonight.
It's not what I saw. I saw it in your eyes, Raj.
Yeah, I don't know. But how many, for the injuries wise, the game, I mean, Tony, I know you're pointing in the loss, but I know that we took a 10-2, I think. 10-2 still. I know we got off week coming up. How many people are you capable of getting back, you think, people-wise?
That's a great question. Raj, I love you. Thank you, brother. I love you.
Okay, sure. Talk to y'all. Have a good night.
Hey, Davenport, you keep it up on Periscope, bro, and I'm blocking your ass. You feel me? You are a Georgia fan. Self-professed on here. What happened to your guys today, Davenport? You want to get on this? You want to harass me on Twitter and Periscope? Anybody see a Georgia score today? Somebody want to help me out? I think they played earlier today. Who'd they play, Doug?
They played Vanderbilt. I'm not sure.
How'd that one go?
Let me see if I can find the score for you.
See if you can look that one up for me. Look that up for me.
I'm looking. Hold on.
Kirby Dumb. I couldn't survive without my radio.
Go ahead and block him, Tony. I'd like to see that happen to somebody tonight before the night's out.
Zing!
Back to the phones we go. It is 19 past the 2 o'clock hour, the second hour of doing... This is like the 19th minute of the third hour. Davenport, I'm coming for you. And Johnny Gainesville said his wife blocked him earlier today, which makes him on par with me. There's been a lot of there's a lot of blocking going on in my life. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Every day's 49-10.
Interesting.
What's up, Tony?
What's up, man?
Hey, very disappointing loss. But I guess everybody had kind of some orange glasses on going into that one. But I mean, bottom line, you ask yourself this question. How many number one recruiting classes has Alabama put together in the last 7 years, and how many have we put together?
I think they've been number one about 6 years in a row. And
those guys, they have it stacked on top of stack. I don't know, very few, if anybody can compete with that. We certainly can't compete with that right now.
No, I mean, it's, you know, everybody's acting like this is some sort of offensive disaster, and 10-2 now is off the table. You're never going. And here's the thing: people are completely apoplectic about the offensive output today. When you're missing four of your five offensive linemen against an NFL defensive front, and nobody's talking about the fact that we gave up 450 yards rushing today in Neyland Stadium.
But you also, I mean, you know. You're putting all of this weight on a group of guys as a defensive front that you got an emotional leader and a guy that was really productive that, you know, was thrown off your team earlier this week. And maybe everybody wanted to dream like that wasn't going to be a big deal, but it's a big deal.
Exactly. I mean, we saw this team hold Alabama to 19 points on their home field last year. So don't act like it's been this way and it's rock bottom and all this stuff. Nah, man. I mean, it's, you can call it an excuse, but it's a legitimate one. So, I mean.
Yeah, but I heard that Saban dogged us in the press conference after the game.
What'd he say?
Said that when we start playing real defenses that it's not, when we play good teams, look at the quote now, but when they play good teams, they won't be able to rush 435 yards pretty much.
Well, I mean, he's right. I mean, I don't take that as an insult because we are basically fielding a JV defense. I mean, Sal Sinceri had more talent to work with than we put up there today.
Tonight, maybe.
So, you know, it's just, I don't understand what folks are wanting, what they're expecting. And, you know, I mean, people are acting like they should just fire Butch, cancel the rest of the season, join the ACC, and put on surrender by Cheap Trick. I mean, what? It's one game against one of the best, the best team in the country, the best program in the country. Now you've got an off week, and you've got very average teams left on the schedule.
Well, I mean, we still have November in front of us, which is typical November for us. We should win out, and if we win out and we go 10-2, I don't think anybody has anything to say negative. They shouldn't. Bottom line,
I call that a step forward for this program.
Absolutely.
And look, I know we smart right now, and everybody hurts, and I hurt, and I didn't like today, and I hate Alabama, and Lane Kiffin kind of makes me sick, and their fan base is kind of disgusting, and that kid taunted, couple fans in the front row.
You know what, guys? You know what I wish would have happened when that guy did that?
Yeah.
I wish the whole bench would have cleared, and we'd have just gotten to a brawl out there. You know, we don't need a lot of guys to play, UTC or whoever. I wish we just got the big friggin' brawl, just like old school, just went out there and just threw down.
Yep.
I was kind of hoping, at what point when the game's lost, you know, just maybe send Jalen Hurd over on a toss sweep towards the Bama sideline, see if he can't take Kiffin out by the legs, you know, just. you look for the minor victories at some point.
You gotta take your victories where you can get them, right?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I'll tell you what, that was a real cheap shot on Kamara, though, out of bounds, and that could have really hurt that kid. He hit him on the hip, thank God, and it didn't get him lower, or that could have been bad.
Yeah, but there's too many Jimmys and Joes out there, guys, and, you know, everybody gives Butch a hard time, or, you know, especially after a loss like this, but he said that, you know, it takes 7 years to build the depth that you need to compete in this league, so maybe he's off, maybe he's on, I don't know.
Yep. You're right.
Take it easy, guys.
Hey, thank you, brother. Thank you. I'm trying to block Davenport. How do you do that? Somebody tell me how to do that. I'm going to go in here and block him. I'm done with him. This is nonsense here, what's happening on my Periscope right now. 865-200-5402. I think I got him. I think that meant you're gone. Let's go back to the phones. Bino, finally somebody got blocked tonight. Your thoughts?
I'm glad that I was on the show when it happened, Tony. Tell me real quick, when you get beat by 5-plus touchdowns by the team that's historically your biggest rival, you're going to get overreaction. That's what you're going to get. That's what college football is about. What none of us understand enough is just how week to week it is. It is not.
Yeah, it is.
One week means about absolutely nothing to the next, unless you're talking about injuries piling up.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing about Bo Scarborough, and I apologize because I don't follow the recruiting process close enough to know. Is this his third year on campus?
Yes.
He ought to be taunting himself, because based on that run I saw him make, that's a big-time NFL stud-looking running back, and he can't get on the damn field.
It's really true. You know,
it's his own fault.
They're calling this today his coming-out party, his most complete play. He's been having trouble finding himself, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones and get our next call in. 865-200-5402. That was a mismatch of all mismatches. It was like Davenport versus me on that Periscope. When I decided that I was going to block him, that was that. Let's go back to the phones. This is your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. Thank you, Smartway Online at GoSmartway.net. GoSmartwayTN.net. And then also my friends at GarzaLaw.com. Hello to our next caller. Welcome in.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Tony, this is your homie Prestoni calling in.
What's up, brother? Welcome in.
Hey, I got 4 or 5 points. And the first question I got to everybody is, you know, and I'm not saying this out there because we lost, though, but do you guys really think that Alabama's cheating in some aspect?
No. Oh, no. Are you kidding? Is there a God in heaven? I believe there is. Am I breathing? Is today Saturday? Alabama, my friend, is cheating. Yes. Every day that ends with Y. 368 days out of the year. Yes, they are cheating.
But, I mean, that's what I think, because you have these backups so many deep, and, you know, they're all just like, you know, just replace the name and the actions are the same. But, because, I mean, you know, those five-star recruits like that, you know, their head's so big they can't even get through the door at Walmart. You think they're not going to sit on the bench for absolutely nothing. For, you know, 2 or 3 years.
Well, that's a great point. It's like that Scarborough guy, you know. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Bama cheats more than Kiffin did on his wife. And, brother, that's a whole lot of cheating. And that was just told to me on the Periscope by one of the twidiots on the Periscope, and that's a great thing. No question.
Hey, Tony, but, I mean, I can see why a lot of people that's really kind of hating on Hurd, and I kind of maybe see the side of him. But do you think he might have a little Jamal Lewis in him? Because, I mean, it seemed like his freshman year, I mean, it's just like he's getting a little worse. I mean, I know we got injuries in the offensive line, but, I mean, you see him running on his treadmills online and everything. You're like, oh, my gosh, nobody should be able to touch this guy.
Is he getting worse, Russell? Is Jalen Hurd getting worse?
No. I mean, you're playing without four of your starting offensive linemen against an NFL defensive front.
I'm not necessarily saying, you know, this Alabama game. I'm talking all year. It seems like, you know, I can't remember him having many yards rush more than 10 yards. It seems like he gets somewhere, he gets 2 or 3 yards, and it's like he just melts, like,
You don't beat Florida or Georgia without him. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, he scored touchdowns in both of those games, had huge runs in both of those games.
Yeah.
Somebody on Periscope saying he looks scared, Bino. He's running scared right now. What are they talking about?
Well, Tony, I'm telling you, they're probably saying he's scared because, you know, that's how Jamal Lewis played that year. He was about to go in the NFL. You know, he didn't want to get hurt. He was kind of, you know, and I'm not saying he is. I'm saying I know we got, but, another thing, Tony, you said you want some positivity. Let me tell you something. If you want some positivity, go on YouTube, type in something like Dooleyisms or something like that, and it just shows highlights of Derek Dooley, and it just shows the 12 and the 13 men in LSU. They play that over and over in the North Carolina mishaps. And let me tell you something. It is night and day, though, having Butch Jones compared to Derek Dooley. So if you think this program is going in the right direction, just go back and watch that YouTube little deal. It has him like talking at a press conference, and then it just goes on. It's like a 20-minute ordeal, and I can only stomach 3 to 4 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, thank you, Lord, we've got Butch Jones.
Thank you for the call. Great talking to you. Let's go back to our phones, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Big Nash just said, why do you let these fools keep shit-talking about Hurd? What would you like me to do? Just shut down conversation? What would you like me to do? What would anybody like me to do besides stick up for him, as I do? It's predictable, though, because when Kamara had the breakout game he had against A&M, Bino, fans turned the page on Hurd, and a lot of people have bought Russell. You've talked to him. So many sources around town have told me, oh, we got a great source. Hurd really was suspended.
I had people telling me that all week.
It's a joke.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I know somebody on the coaching staff. He told me the week right after the Georgia game, he had a concussion. He wasn't playing. He's back in the lineup tonight, huh? Okay, well, you want to believe your rumors, that's fine. But, I mean, he's... Look, I mean, I'm not even going to say, you know, maybe Kamara is the better player. That's certainly a debate we can have. But if your position is this team is somehow better without Jalen Hurd, well, you're a Florida fan, which is to say you're an idiot.
Back to the phones we go, 865-200-5402. And I asked that Nash guy, what would you like me to do to the dissenters? And he said, murder them.
Huh.
That's the Vol Network. I don't do that. We don't just squelch and kill people, kill the center.
Sharpening the knives.
That's the Vol Network. I don't do that. We let fans talk here. And this gets ugly sometimes. It gets pretty. Let's get into our next call. Hello and welcome in to our next caller. You're on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction.
It's the best, Tom.
Hey, welcome in.
Hey, it's Watts Bar Terry. I'm glad
to hear you. Terry, good to talk to you tonight, man.
You too. I'm glad to hear I can finish my thoughts tonight. we got off kind of on the wrong foot last week, so I'm hoping we can take a step forward here together.
You know, I ran into a couple of your friends the other night when I was out playing with Fountain City Ramblers down at Clancy's, and they were like, "Man, can he call your show?" I said, "What are you kidding? Of course. Of course he can call in."
I heard you were going to smash me with your $350 mandolin.
No. No.
You're last week you were tired, Tone.
God.
You've been working long hours. You were like Joe Pesci on the Snickers commercials.
Like Bino told me. What'd you tell me, Bino, on Monday? About getting time off or whatever? Bino said he was worried about me.
I think you're on snap alert right now.
Yeah, Bino's a little worried about me.
Well, you're doing great, and we all appreciate it. Hey, I don't have many minutes left, so I'm going to hop right in here. You know, one thing, I hate Lane Kiffin as much as anybody, but one thing he does is he takes his offense and he exploits the defense, and that's what he did when we were here, when he was here, and we just lack that. You know, we kind of run our system. You know, Lane Kiffin's supposed to be a pro-style guy. He gets a mobile quarterback, and he turns into a spread guy, and all these, you know, spread guys that are so loyal to their system look like knuckleheads because, you know, Lane Kiffin can get a mobile quarterback and take him out there and just change his offense to exploit our linebackers, and it's just frustrating that we got guys that won't look for weaknesses in defenses, and, you know, they just are stuck on their system. So that's my venting for the night, but would you agree with that?
Oh, I think all these coaches today, there's a move afoot in football because it's kind of been reinvented a little bit to reinvent football. And so rather than do the, what's the word? Like Kiffin tonight. Kiffin gets credit because Tennessee could not stop them running the ball and he did not get cute. Think about this, guys.
But the one time he did, he throws that interception where Tuttle bats it up in the air, Saban blows a gasket, and they proceed to run the ball down Tennessee's throat for pretty much the rest of the game without throwing it.
But how many deep balls did he throw? And that's their game now. Well, none. He was like, well, we'll just run it. We'll just run it on you.
Well, they ran it wide. They stretched us out, and we didn't have the speed for it.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just frustrating. I mean, we're over there slamming it up the middle, you know.
Yep.
It's just unbelievable. But maybe one day we'll get back to actually strategizing and picking on some weaknesses here. But I'll tell you, Tony, you want some positivity. If you think about the past few weeks and the drama that we've experienced and the joy and the upticks and all the Hail Marys, I mean, we've at least gotten to celebrate and have a big time. Bama has to go out there and just win every week. And they probably don't even get emotional, you know. That's just,
I was talking to somebody in the industry the other day about that, and he said, you know, the fans here are so spoiled that they don't enjoy anything anymore. He said they don't even get excited, really, for the sport of college football now until the playoffs happen. You know, and I think that's incredible. I think that's incredible.
Yeah, they got a pretty boring season when you just go out and beat people like that. But I'm worried about the rest of the season, but I hope it's still alive. I hope we can keep the IGYV going. I think we're going to need it. But on the way out, if you just say 100 for me, that'd be great.
One hundy.
No, just say 100.
I can't. I don't do things like that. You're going to do something with my voice, like, and I just, you know, I don't do that. It's like It's like a party trick. I don't do a ha ha. Tony's got two blocks now. I blocked somebody called Lady Vol. I just said that's enough of that.
So. Let's be friends.
Well, enough of that. Thank you.
Did you just dump me?
Yeah, I dumped you.
Say it again before clock runs up.
Let's go. I think you probably did, but I tried to do it, and that's really what really matters. Somebody said they'll block Allie LaForce anytime. I don't think that would be really hard. Somebody wants my opinion on Shoup. Okay, here's my opinion on Shoup. I think Shoup fashions himself as a head coach very soon. Personally, I don't see that. I think he's a really intelligent guy who speaks really well, who could probably sell himself if given the opportunity. His defense isn't a world beater. His defense is all beat up. Nobody's defense is a world beater anymore in college football. Alabama's defense today was a world beater, but they've been giving up huge chunks of yardage. So I'm not even sure what qualifies somebody as a great coordinator anymore. I'm going back and I'm thinking about Chavis. The SEC media genuflexed before John Chavis. Now, Mike Griffith, it's unhealthy, his love for John Chavis. But I don't think John Chavis, in our football yesteryear, Bino, it used to be, how many times you get the ball over midfield? Now it's, can you hold me under 500 yards?
The goals are different.
And so Shoup sold our fans that we were going to see the 85 Bears this year. He really did. And he talked a lot of junk. His defense has been pretty good, but they weren't up to the rhetoric that he discussed. He does seem to have a pretty good feel for the game. He has shown more, what's the word I'm looking for? Aggression in the moment. So there are things I like about him. Bino, your thoughts?
Yeah, today, Tony, it's all about key stops and taking the ball away because you just don't slow people down anymore. For whatever reason, the offense is light years ahead of defense at this point in time in the college game. I've been somewhat, slightly disappointed in our defensive output, but we're so shorthanded right now. And they did keep us in the game at Texas A&M just a week ago, long enough for us to get back into the game. What Shoup has to do here, though, that Chief did, he has to win some battles on who gets put on his side of the ball. You can't lose the battle for both Juwan Jennings and Tyler Bird.
Yep.
You have to at least get one of those guys placed on your side of football.
Is he right, Dubsy? You got to win those battles when it comes time to, and that's one thing that Chief did. Chief was a cantankerous, complained about other staff members. I'm sorry, Mike Griffith, I'm going to make you mad. I'm going to make you mad right now. But that's how he was. I mean, he had heat with the offensive guys. He was as old school as he wanted to be. He didn't like the offensive coaches.
Well, that's how it is.
It's a competition.
It's just a different game. Listen, man, I'm a John Chavis sheep. I know he had his third down problems and all that, but
yeah.
He did a good job at LSU, and Texas A&M had no defense before he got there. They improved drastically last year.
Now they have a little.
Yeah, but that's what it is now.
That's exactly what it is.
The days of having dominant Iron Curtain defenses, unless you're Alabama, are gone. And it's just about, can you slow them down enough so that your team can outscore? And that's what Tennessee, if they're going to win last week or they're going to win this week, it was going to have to be in a shootout. And when you lost your two starting offensive tackles in the second or third series of the ball game today, it was over. And that's just a fact. That was the ball game. It doesn't matter what DeBoer did. Doesn't matter what Shoup did. Doesn't matter what Butch did. You weren't winning that game.
No.
You weren't even covering the spread.
No.
It was over. When you've got Marcus Tatum, who I think you weigh more than Marcus Tatum, Tony. I mean,
that's why I'm in the gym every day.
He's about 225 out there.
Dropping three of my faces as we speak.
When he's out there trying to block Tim Williams, I mean,
oh my gosh. You know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of a game we used to play in the backyard. Let me go back.
It was the football equivalent of Clint Newman guarding Corliss Williams in circa 1994. That's what that was. Yes, that was a Clint Newman reference on the fifth quarter, Tony. That just happened.
Back to the phones we go and get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony.
Yes.
Strider here.
Hey, brother. Welcome in.
Hello, Bino, Dubsy. How y'all doing?
Hey, Strider. Hey. How are you?
Hey, first of all, I'd like to say, man, I would have given anything to be in that seat down there in the end zone when that jerk from Alabama stuck his hand up there in the guy's face. I would have smacked his hand back down in his face so fast, I would have etched my name in Tennessee lore.
Are you telling me that you would have, like, physically gotten involved with a player?
Hey, anybody. I don't care if it's a player or somebody in the street. They stick their hand in my face, it's getting smacked out of my face.
There you go.
He instigated. He started it. Man, long after I'm dead and gone, you know, the pregame on CBS or ESPN or whatever, these teams don't like each other. Remember this from 2016?
Tell you what, if he'd have done that on some of those northeastern cities where they play football, you would taunt somebody there. That's not good.
He's lucky he got by with it in Knoxville.
I'm telling you, because somebody there has a battery on them or a hard object.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I'm just telling you.
That was uncalled
for. That's not good. No.
That was Bush League, low class. And I'd have let him known it in no uncertain terms.
Of course, he probably would have come into the stands and whipped you because he's like a world-class athlete.
Hey, bring it. Bring it. As soon as you start getting paid, baby, I get paid.
Hey, if that guy hadn't made it on the field by now for a whole lot of plays, he's too lazy to come up here in the stands and come after him.
Oh, that's bad. Wow.
You know, we, like Russell says, we're going to lose this game no matter what. But come on. I mean, did we walk up the line of scrimmage and say, okay, right here is where it's going again? I mean, Alabama's defense on first down, they weren't reading anything. They were just stunting because they knew where the ball was going to go.
I've never watched a game where I felt that helpless. Actually, I have. It generally involved watching my son play junior pro basketball in the Halls community where it was 10 white kids and hoping somebody would score. It was the most unathletic thing I've ever seen. And that's kind of what I felt like watching Tennessee's offense today. I mean, there was just no chance. Not happening.
On first down, their down linemen are just coming up the field, and then their linebackers are filling the hole that they're not in, and knowing good and well that one of them's going to run into the ball carrier.
You know what that
was
like?
I mean, you've got to do a little something to confuse them a little bit, don't you?
You know what that was like, though? It was like married man's fate, like Bino was talking about before. You've been married long enough. It ain't happening. You can do whatever you're going to do. You can go the dinner route. Flower
route.
You
throw, candy
you throw
route. That on me if you want to. That was your, you brought that up, not me.
Oh.
And, as far as this,
I'm getting hearts for it.
This Hurd Kamara controversy or whatever.
Yes.
All these people ragging on Hurd a couple of callers ago was talking about, you know, he gets 2 yards and he just melts. Well, you know, as crazy as it sounds, it seems like I remember him dragging 11 Florida Gators towards the goal line 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Thank you.
He melts?
He melts. I'm telling you.
Hey, this guy's getting ready to make a lot of money in the NFL. Look, I like Kamara, too. I like them both. But don't be telling me that Hurd needs to be on the bench. My gosh.
I don't know why in our fan base we eat our own. I just don't. But I don't.
Well, we'll probably have a faction, you know, since Dormady completed a pass that was about 20 yards past the line of scrimmage, that he should probably be the new starter. I mean, it makes as much sense as this Hurd Kamara thing.
None of it makes any sense to me. None of it makes any sense to me, but.
And the play you were talking about earlier, the cheap shot on Kamara on the sideline, you know, he didn't play much after that, did he?
Kamara played a little bit. He came back.
He wasn't as effective.
But he wasn't as effective, no. And he was kind of gimping around after
being
hit there.
Sure was. That was cheap, man. That was dirty.
Yeah.
All right. Go Big Orange.
Thank you, brother.
I hate Alabama.
Thank you, brother. Good talking to you. 865-200-5402. Here's the thing about heard. Somebody said, well, he's averaging 3.8 yards per carry. He got to play. He got to play now against Florida. Kamara, who everybody's judging, got to play against A&M. There's a slight difference in those two front sevens there. Once you get past the defensive ends.
Oh, Herd would have had a big week last week.
Of course he would have. Of course he would have. And I'm not knocking Kamara, but geez Louise, this whole concept of Herd can't play, y'all are full of it. That's just shit. That's all that is. That's fan crazy. Frustration. It's stupidity.
There's a lot of stupidity and frustration out there tonight.
That's stupid. That really makes me mad. And the reason I get angry about it is people took to making up rumors about that kid. I mean, and I'm not yelling at y'all for that, the people that want to go Herd or Kamara. But that's part of why I'm so vociferously defending this kid. Maybe too much so. Because it's just not fair. It's not. No. And you don't know what he would have done against A&M. You don't know. He's the same guy that rolled in that bowl game last year and everybody was excited about.
We don't know how banged up he is, just like we don't know how banged up Dobbs is. Just like after the Appy State game, everybody was jumping on Coleman Thomas. Oh, how he sucks. Then we find out that he has both ankles injured. And now he's in there and he's playing. He's the only decent offensive lineman we have now.
Thank you.
And
how about the poor kid from Memphis, man? Does he struggle or what? Wow. That poor kid.
Oh, Richmond?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean...
poor guy. Let's go back to the phones.
Are we giving up on him? I mean...
I'm not giving up. I'm just saying he struggled. I didn't say I was giving... Did I say I was giving
no,
up?
No, I was just
I
asking.
I said he struggled.
No, I wasn't putting any words in your mouth.
I'm very sensitive right now, Bino. Are you noticing that?
Be careful, Russell. He's on snap alert.
Do we need to get you a Snickers? Turn it into a bit of a diva over here. Freaking Joe Pesci over here.
Snap alert. Snap alert. I've already blocked two people on Periscope, which now that I figured out how to do that, I feel like a man. By the way, my man is Marcos Garza, Garza Law Firm, treating clients like family. A superb rating. You go on his website and check it out. Going to take care of you. Look. If you're charged with a crime or you're injured in an accident or you get popped with a DUI charge, you're going to feel intimidated. You are. It's intimidating. Any of that stuff's intimidating. Marcos Garza will take great care of you. The Garza Law Firm going to treat you, your future, right here as they would one of their own family members. Online at GarzaLaw.com. Before you say guilty, you say Garza. Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. To the next call we go. Hello and welcome in.
Tony, it's Jack. What's going on?
Hey, Jack. Welcome in, man.
Today was pretty disappointing. I knew we were behind the eight ball already before the game even started. But, I mean, I know what you're saying, Dubsy, about we were going to lose, you know, no matter what. We weren't going to cover spread. Yeah, I know that. But you got to at least try something.
I agree.
It's Tennessee, Alabama. You can't just have a throwaway game. Like, you got to, I mean, it's a rivalry game. You got to go for it. You know, Kiffin was running reverses. He was running these draw plays. Of course, Dobbs never reads the read option ever, you know, the right way. And, you know, most of the time on those, he has about 10 or 15 yards he can run. I mean, we have to do a better job, you know, on offense going forward. It's just not the injuries. We have to do a better job. And, you know, if we're going to win out, we have to do a better job on that. Because I know we have a weak opponent coming up, but hell, that South Carolina, they almost beat us last year. They went 3-9, lost to Citadel. So, I mean... And Vanderbilt looks pretty good too. So we got to wake up on offense. Yep. Our defense should be fine, but I mean, come on, guys. I mean, that was pitiful.
You know, the thing about it is, now you're so beat up all over the place. The bye week, as Russell said earlier, 3 or so hours ago, could not possibly be coming at a better time. Could not possibly be coming at a better time. And here's the thing. I'm not willing to say it's an automatic run the table now because there are just too many people beat up. Russell said the number's around 20 of injured people. And that's not counting the Josh Dobbses of the world who you know, who you know is carrying the rigors of, or a TK Jr., or a Derek Barnett, who's playing a ton of snaps right now. You know those guys are carrying a ton of whatever you want to call them around with them, bumps and bruises. There's a cumulative effect of playing in this league.
Tony, the defense didn't even play that bad today.
No, they didn't.
The defense played.
They did.
The defense gave our team a chance to be in that game. The offense let our team down. We had plenty of opportunities. And remember when we started passing it, you know, finally, and we were down like 28-7 when we got that field goal. We moved down the field pretty good. We just have to go downfield. We can't just do this lollygagging around in the first, second quarters because it doesn't matter who we're playing. We're going to get down, and we just can't pull off these miracles every single time. And, you know, it's got to get better because it's the SEC, and it's never – you're never going to pull all these comebacks because you're going to have attrition. You're going to have injuries. You know, things are going to go your way. So you got to be awake and you got to be alive every snap.
I'm telling you that today what I saw out of the defense made me really proud that I root for this team. Because those guys have
they play
lost
hard.
So many. You realize at one point in that game, we had 41 yards of total offense. Beano, I talked about this earlier. We had 11 yards rushing. And they, with 10 minutes to go in the third quarter, this is an absolute fact, they had 10 tackles for loss while we had 11 total yards rushing. And it was a two-score game. Now, show me a team in the country that would have hung around in a game like that.
I'm just going to throw this out there, and I'm not questioning the effort like some of y'all are on either side of the ball, but this is a fact. We want to talk about the defense, and I agree with you. I think they played hard on both sides of the ball. But the defense that we're giving credit to right now gave up over 400 yards rushing.
Eventually.
Yeah, because
that's
got to
be a record.
They were on the field the whole 400 game.
It's like Chip yards. Kelly.
Yards.
It's like
because
Chip Kelly.
400 yards.
Okay, you're playing with a bunch of second string and third string players.
Yes.
And you're
yes.
on the field constantly.
Yes.
You can't say that about the defense.
Yes. No, you can. But you can also say that. That's what we're saying. It's the same thing on the offensive side of the ball. It's the same thing. You're missing just as many guys offensively as you are defensively.
Beano.
Yeah, but there's no creation. There's no, you know, imagination. When you're missing people.
Imagination? What do you want them to do? Create a player? Just zap somebody magically onto the field?
Run a reverse.
This ain't a Beatles album, man. It's football. You got what you got.
Beano, jump in here.
Okay, so you're
gonna, right,
so Beano. Dubsy, you're going to do run pass? That's okay. Are we going to go back to Randy Sanders football? Yeah, that's real creative.
We should throw it deep every play now. We're playing plays. We're playing Madden.
What are you saying, Russell? You got to roll your quarterback out. Try something.
Roll your quarterback out.
He is right about that.
Try something. Yeah,
try something.
It's not good enough to lose 49-10. We got to have Dobbs and traction too. That's what we want.
Beano, what do you say?
Guys, I said we were too scripted tonight. I don't like it when we're scripted.
Yep.
Josh Dobbs has to be a part of this running game in order for us to be effective.
Yep.
Our offense is not going to be as effective as we want it without it. But to show you what a game like tonight will do,
yep.
We had 600 yards of offense a week ago. And tonight, all of a sudden, we're not going to beat anybody else because of our offense.
How about this, Beano? How about
this
tweet?
Don't judge this football team based on tonight.
Yep.
How about this tweet that I just got? And thank you for the call, young man. I love your fire and your passion. And I say the score is 100 for you and Russell nothing. Yes.
Mike DeBoer's been hanging out with Rick Barnes too much. See ya.
One question for you.
A fine, smart young man there.
When we're going to roll Dobbs out,
yes.
I'm just wondering, which way should we roll him out? Should we roll him out to the right behind Marcus Tatum or to the left behind Drew Richmond? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Donnie says here on Twitter, Donnie Rollins, who I'm sure is a nice fellow, but he's a little angry right now. I've tried to call in, Bino. You please, because I showed this to Russell, and I just want some kind of which one of us he's bringing this at here, okay? You guys ready? This is my life. This is my life in 140 characters or less. I've tried to call, but I can't get through, so I can't speak my mind toward your stirring the damn pit. And I'm tired of it, bro, and I think he meant pot.
No, you could stir a pit. You know,
after
like
today,
a snake pit, you got a long board or something, you're going to stir the pit?
After today, Bino, what is he talking about with stirring the pot? Is he talking to me, and what could he possibly be addressing?
Stop downsizing.
You think it's our downsizing, fella?
I don't know, Tony. I don't have any idea. I haven't heard any pot stirring.
What could that guy possibly be talking about?
I don't know unless it's the unless it's the hurt, unless it's the hurt stuff about questioning those who feel like that Kamara should be the lead back as opposed to being a complimentary back. I don't. Other than that, Tony, I don't think that's pot stirring. So I don't know. I'm just throwing a guess up.
He came back and said pot. I asked him what he was talking about, and he said pot. But I'm asking you.
Stirring the pot?
I'm asking you. He said he meant pot, not pit, as I told you. Daniel Justice is on Twitter telling me to free Davenport. It ain't happening. This bottom line, this thing tonight is, Bino, we talked about it yesterday off the air. If the bill came due, it was going to come due in a big way tonight. And it came due.
Yeah. Yeah. And
oh, no.
Oh, no, what, Tommy? Go ahead.
Carry the fight. Has thrown up a Twitter poll. Should Mike DeBoer be replaced? Yes,
oh
no, or too early
God.
To tell.
You talk about the wussification of America. We're watching the wussification of Vol Nation right now.
Hey, guys, this is just what happens when your historical rival beats you by 5+ touchdowns. The world comes to an end for a week.
You know what? Throat told me today, Bino, before we went on, he said, you better not be a sheep tonight. I said, what does that mean? I said, they're all beat up. He goes, oh, yeah, you're going to go back on the, you're going to go with the injuries? I'm like, well, I mean, it's true. Here's what Manval says. It looks like the board was on the pot while in the pit. And Scott Smith said, you are stirring the pit, Basilio. Admit it. You are stirring the pit. Let's go back to our phone.
Can you be on the pit and stir the pot?
865-200-5400.
You know, Kiffin doesn't help things either, guys. We were blessed to have, in a few years here, we were blessed to have two of the better quarterback coach and offensive minds that were here in first in Cutcliffe and then in Kiffin. Those guys are among the best in the whole country. You know, DeBoer's certainly not among the best in the whole country. If he was, he wouldn't have been up there checking the pH in the pool or whatever. But
he had two NFL offers. He had two NFL offers.
He doesn't need to be fired based on tonight.
No. Let's go to the phones. I mean, he wasn't exactly great going into tonight, I think is your point. And he's not going to get great overnight. But if you...
Besides, guys, I don't care who's sitting up there in that booth. This offense belongs to the man down there at the 50-yard line.
And
this is Butch Jones' offense.
Who's
it doesn't matter who his coordinator
who's
is.
Who's done a hell of a job. Who's working hard here. The guy has my admiration. Go back to our phone. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony.
Yes, welcome in.
Vito, you're a treasured man. Tony, I've talked to you since the wet ball with the in the Casey Clawson era.
Yes, the wet ball.
Yes, do you remember that? Years ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember the wet ball game, of course.